Radio's greatest hits.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, the beat goes on.
Airchecks.com.
Hey, how are you doing there, Richard?
Well, I'm doing okay. It's still kind of crazy being on the other side here.
Yeah, nobody knows what we're talking about. We've got these two rooms here, and I'm in the control room this morning, and Richard is... It's we're trying to ease him out.
That was in my house
slowly.
All the time.
This is easy. You can squeeze me somewhere, but squeezing me out—that's where it hurts.
That's what you tell everybody. Squeeze me somewhere, but watch out where it's at. Right?
Look in the dictionary. Where is somewhere?
Well, this is your final day.
Yeah, it is. It's a swan song, as they say.
Want us to cry now, or should we save the tears for later?
Play Jackson Brown. Let's play all the tears songs we can find. Jackson Brown, here come those tears again, and Tears for Fears.
Yeah. This is official. Dick is leaving today. This is his last day. Tomorrow I'll be doing this myself. We're going to need all the help we can get from everybody else. What do you think about that? Hey, easy.
I mean, the truth hurts, doesn't it? You know, I got to tell you, and we've talked about this tons off the air, right?
Yes, we have.
But it's time to talk about it on the air for a little bit.
Okay, it's time for this. Which time is this?
It's time for true confessions, basically. You know, I've been in this business 11 years, you know, in the radio business, you know, talking on the radio.
Yeah.
And you're the funnest guy I've had a chance to work with, and that's the truth.
Well, I'll tell you, the feeling's mutual, and I'm going to miss you, my friend.
Me too. What a gas.
Well, we'll have you back. We'll have guest confessions at least once a week.
Bless me, partner, for I have sinned.
We'll have you back. We've got our lucky lips, which really didn't get a lot of votes, or I didn't get a lot of entries so far.
No, we got probably, I don't know, 25 entries or something like that.
And you've still got time to get them in between now and the 15th. It's just something that we started. I think that since we started it, we probably owe it to the public to finish it up, right?
We got ourselves into more crazy butt things. I mean,
no kidding.
You know, over the time here.
Yeah.
Like Gaddafi polls and finding out which way the toilet paper unrolls off the spool, top or bottom.
Yeah. We were going to do coffee with Gaddafi this morning. But I don't know.
But instead we'll have tea with Imelda.
Yeah, what do you think about that, huh? This is kind of
fun. Teach that boy some manners, will you?
Yeah, I sure will. Well, you ready to get this thing going? You got any good news over there?
Twins won.
Wait, we're going to do the ID.
Go ahead. Yeah, KJJO, AM and FM, St. Louis Park, Minneapolis, St. Paul, with the best rock ever recorded.
Okay.
And the Twins won, 3-2.
Yeah, and you want to know something else.
What's that?
The Vikings are going to be able to sell a third of the team. Max Winter's going to be able to sell his third of the team.
I thought they weren't going to do that until the 15th, the judge's decision. That come down early, huh?
Says, two Minneapolis businessmen interested in buying into the Minnesota Vikings say they're pleased with the judge's ruling that allows Vikings owner Max Winter to sell his one-third interest in the team.
So they went through all that just for this.
Yeah, Winter, of course, wants to sell to financier Irwin Jacobs, Minnesota Twins owner Carl Pohlad, and former Vikings quarterback Fran Tarkenton.
So they're going to do it.
$25 million.
Oh, yeah. Well, what did that last? About 8 months worth of attorney's fees on that one?
Yeah, how in the hell would you like to be at that board of directors meeting? <huh? laughs>
That's right. they brought Tim Irwin in case they needed it, you know, a little moral support there.
Yeah.
You know, the freeze box. Or the freeze box, or whatever the heck his name is.
The freeze box, yes.
I don't know. No, anyhow, Twins won 3-2. Of course, they always win their season opener, even when it's out of town, particularly when it's out of town. And then everybody gets pumped up. And speaking of Carl Pohlad and Irwin Jacobs, and then they come back, and then they lose the next 28 games.
Oh, hey, listen. We
no,
got,
I shouldn't say that.
We got Twins tickets to give away for their opener at home here.
See, life is a double-edged sword, isn't it?
Hey, it certainly is.
So your chance to watch the Twins win.
Could happen right here on KJO 104, huh?
Oh,
This is Mellencamp.
Yeah.
I bought tickets for the Mellencamp.
Yeah.
Go down there with these watermelon.
I got a discount. I got a discount because they wanted me to spit the seeds out.
6:05 morning drive. Gary and Dick, final day here. KJO 104, riding against the wind. It's always a lot more fun for cowboys to ride against the wind, of course, when you're not chasing a herd of cows.
Yes. Speaking of wind from behind,
yes.
Minnegasco officials say it'll be several hours before the strong smell of natural gas clears up in a large part of the Hennepin County building today.
You know, I saw that last night. It was flashing across the television screen.
Yeah?
As they were reporting that, right? That was a real problem.
Actually, I don't know. Let me just a second here. This is called not being prepared.
Okay, well,
this is called hundreds of complaints poured into utility officials last night after a 5-day supply of a substance that odorizes natural gas was dumped into the system all at once.
That odorizes or deodorizes?
No, it says that odorizes.
Oh, okay, that makes sense though.
Yeah.
You want to odorize it so people, otherwise if it was unsmellable.
Yeah, then you wouldn't know what it was and you'd blow your face up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow, so, but they put a 5-day supply of the odor in all at once. So we got a 5 times dosage of the fake stuff.
Yeah.
I wonder what gas, is gas odorless, this natural gas?
You know, you've got me.
Oh, okay.
Maybe Minnegasco will give us a call this morning and called everybody else. I
always wanted a date with that little nice little person on their logo.
Oh, yeah.
She was kind of cute. Maybe it's a he. I don't know.
You know, Clint Eastwood won.
Yeah.
And got a lot more votes than I said he'd get.
What'd he get?
70%.
Is that some sort of a precedent? You know, I mean, has any other mayor in a small town gotten 70% before?
Well, I imagine, you know, and in some real small towns, they only have one person running because it's already predictable as to who's going to win. But that was overwhelming. That means the other three candidates between them only got 30%.
And what's the population?
About 4,800. Carmel by the Sea. New mayor up there, Clint Eastwood.
That's kind of, you know, is he going to wear a tie when he goes to work now?
Well, I guess so. He was all smiles at a Victory News conference last night, calling the win, he said it was as important as any of his film successes.
Well, now we're entering a new age now.
A brand new age, yeah.
We walk up to Gorbachev and say, hey, make my day.
Where's the button? Get out of my face, Jack.
You got 6:14. On KJO. Little Marshall Tuckle for you. KJO 104, a little locomotion there for you. Going back, way, way back. You remember when that song was a big hit there, Richard? Locomotion, Little Eva. Oh.
Yeah, it helps.
All right, it helps if I turn your mic on, see?
You know, it's like using deodorant. Do they have to do something like shake before using?
Go ahead, just to see if you can holler over the din here.
Okay, kind of tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
No, what was that? That was about 1962, wasn't it?
I think so. Good piece.
Yeah, anyhow, you know, talk about, you know, a lot of people are losing their jobs. I mean, I'm...
Well,
you know, I'm...
Are you telling me something I should know?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just that I'm going to be out of a job, you know, after today for at least 2 days before I start with ASC.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a feeling of helplessness. Now, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. He got kind of hacked off because he's been on unemployment, you know, for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
And he said they're cutting back his funds to make room for the newly unemployed so they can pay them. He said, that's not right because I've got seniority.
Dick is going to work for ASC. That's the Agricultural Ascent Center. Don't let your babies grow.
This is Cessna 81 Echo, reading you loud and clear. Over.
Cessna 81 Echo, Signal Final Controller, turn left, heading 250.
To find out what the other two-thirds of the fun is like, see your Cessna Pilot Center and learn flying. It's just plain fun.
It sure is. Check the yellow page for the Cessna Pilot Center nearest you or call the Flying Scotsman in Crystal or Taylor Aviation in South St. Paul.
It's Sears' new century. And to celebrate, Sears brings you 33% savings on heavy-duty radio-tuned shock absorbers. Now just $9.99 plus installation. Buy four and you you save $20. Get Sears heavy-duty RT shocks and save 33%. But hurry, this sale is on now.
There's more for your life.
We install confidence.
At Sears.
Sale ends April 19th.
Hello, Percolator. I want to send a Percolator. Hi, Prontolator. I want to send a Pronto Pack.
More and more people depend on Purolator couriers, no weight limit, Puro letters, and Puro packs. But they still have a little trouble with our name. Hello, Pasta Waiter. Purolator Courier. For dependability and the only no-weight limit letters and packs in the business, it's the name to remember in Overnight Express.
And it's time now for Weather Check here on KJO's Wednesday Morning Drive.
Well, I'll tell you what, the wind might blow you away. It's supposed to get up to about 25 miles per hour today, Dick.
High today, 25 miles per hour. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be, I better pin your chapeau to your head.
Or your toupette.
Yes. Mostly sunny and breezy, high today 55, and windy actually through late tonight, then mostly clear, low tonight down to 30, so it will be again a little unseasonably cool. Thursday, mostly sunshine as high pressure stays with us and a forecast high near 60. Right now we have Nerstrand reporting 31 degrees, and St. Anthony we have 35. Minneapolis, St. Paul, clear skies, northwest winds at 10, it's 33.
And you got Morning Drive, Gary Ron, Dick Irvesty, final day of this show. Tomorrow it's me, all by my lonesome, so you're going to have to help me out a little bit. 626. Come on up to KJO 104. Morning Drive right here. The best rock ever recorded. Go your own way, Fleetwood Mac.
Yes.
That's what Richard's going to be doing tomorrow. I'm going to be gone.
Well, only in the flesh. I'll be
not
here,
forgotten. Huh?
Here in the spirit, yeah.
I know. You're going to listen every morning.
That's right. I'll wake up with you.
See what...
That's, of course, until you find me surfacing on KS95 with Chuck Knapp, and then we're, you know, then you'll find out it's all a big joke, right?
It's all a big joke.
No, that's,
yes.
I tell you, no, I, you know, and I've always wanted to work with a partner in the air in the morning, and never had an opportunity to, you know, it just didn't materialize for whatever reason until now, and it's kind of neat.
It is.
It's been
a lot of fun.
So this isn't going to be the Mutual Admiration Society or any stupid thing like that, but
sure,
going to miss you, guy.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's going to be the Mutual Admiration Society. Don't lie to these folks.
Call a spade, right?
We certainly are.
Well, the post office doesn't lie, and it looks like the price of postage is going up to 25 cents.
Is that right?
I'm kind of mad about it.
Why? Would you be mad about that?
Well, because...
It's a quarter. That's a lot easier than 13 cents, right?
But that's not the point.
Cents, that's two dimes. This way you can get rid of a quarter just like that.
The point... Well, but see, the point is that you can still get a nickel candy bar for 22 cents.
That's why they need all those pennies, right?
Yeah, that's right. So they can get a sugar high on their roots. And they
make their root canals hurt a little bit more, right?
Billy Hutchinson, he got a root canal.
Yes, he did. You know, we got our touchstone coming up. We are going to be giving away tickets this morning to the Twins opener here at home, and they're on a one-game winning streak. First game of the season.
People don't know how funny that is. You know,
Twins going to be in their home opener against Seattle, and I have to try to get that touchstone in now between now and 7 o'clock, and we're going to have a drawing for KJO Cash.
Let's do that now.
Let's get that out of the way so we don't bunch it all up here.
Look at the name here. The name is Mike Wurrell, or Wurrell, W-E-R-R-E-L-L of Golden Valley.
Ooh.
And he's been a long-time listener ever since the Seeger thing on that weekend.
Yeah.
Long ago. Mike Wurrell, if you're listening, 10 minutes and 4 seconds, got some KJO Cash for you, Michael.
Yeah, we've got the Vikings cheerleader tryouts. What is today?
Today is the 9th.
The 9th?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, that's the 9th.
Yeah,
you're right.
April 9th, yeah.
Well, we got the Vikings cheerleader tryouts. The applications have to be in by April 11th.
Yeah, I went to the drugstore and tried to buy some Nair so I could audition for it, but they didn't have enough on the counter. I needed like 3 cases.
Going to spread it on your nose, right?
Ooh, that stings.
6:35, Morning Drive. Gary Ron, Dick Irvesty.
The tide is high.
KJO 104. It is a Wednesday morning, and the wind is blowing out there. Heading at you, going to be this afternoon about 25 miles per hour. Gary Ron, Dick Irvesty here on the air, and sports-wise, I guess that the Twins won. As a matter of fact, they won their first game of the 86 baseball season, off to a good start last night, defeated Oakland 3-2.
Yeah, they sure did, and looks like... you know, Pollad now is going to be taking more of an involvement in the Vikings, along with Irwin Jacobs, too.
Yeah, and along also with Fran Tarkenton. That's kind of neat.
Yeah, you know, speaking of buyouts and mergers and things like that, you know, I've been seeing a psychologist, Dr. Carl Haugen, and he was, you know, he's really not supposed to share the confidential information of his patients, but he said, I got to tell you, Dick, there's this one guy that I'm seeing each week. Mm-hmm. And he's into corporate buyouts. In fact, he was even going to participate in that Viking buyout. And I said, oh, you know, well, I'm kind of interested, you know, in that kind of thing.
In buying out the Vikings, you are?
The
other 75%.
In big corporate presidents seeing a psychologist. That's, you know, kind of intriguing. And this guy said all his life he either wanted to work in the Pentagon or be the president of a large corporation. And Carl said, well, what you have is a big military-industrial complex. So you're going to have to work on that, you know. Carl Haugen is the same guy. He just installed an express couch for six syndromes or less.
Well, in other sports, you'll be glad to know that only 6% of Democrats in Nebraska sleep in the nude. According to a survey down there.
The rest of them sleep in the hallway.
Yeah, this is kind of goes along with Clint Eastwood becoming elected the mayor of Carmel by the Sea.
Now, is that the name of the city? Is Carmel by the Sea?
Carmel by the Sea.
Okay. By the sea.
Yeah. You've heard that song.
Yes.
You and me. Carmel by the Sea. Right?
Yeah. I'll
make up a song about that.
Who could forget that, right?
Well, down in Nebraska, only 6% of Democrats sleep in the nude. No surprise there. Here's the shocker, though.
Yeah.
16% of Nebraska Republicans spend those chilly nights with nothing on. How do you like that?
So the IRs they're more liberated than the...
Well, really, the independents are more liberated because up to 35% of them sleep in the buff.
Ooh, my goodness.
Well, that's so much for sports this morning.
Sex, crime, and other violence.
Why not?
Maybe they didn't hear the touchstone, but that's what we're doing is a touchstone, huh?
Good for Twins tickets and their opener here at home, 989-2104. You got it. Caller number 10.
KJ 104 FM 950 AM with Chicago from 75.
Getting awfully nostalgic this morning, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Aren't we?
75, the same year I tried to talk my younger brother into accidentally swallowing his skateboard. It didn't work. Just want you to know that.
Oh, well, we got to try something new here. Gary Gomez, we got on the line.
Oh, you got to do all that stuff now. You got to take them off of hold.
I love it.
You
got to
punch the button down. Gary's running the controls here.
Gary, you there?
Yeah.
Can you hear us well?
More or less.
More.
I can hear you better now.
I'm more and he's less. Okay.
You know what you've got?
Perfect.
You not only have a winner sticker, which makes you eligible for KJO Cash 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a winner sticker. And you've also got a couple of tickets to see the Twins at their home opener against Seattle, Friday 11th, that's April 11th, at 7:30 p.m. at the Metrodome.
Uh-huh.
And not only that, gee, this is like Let's Make a Deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mercy. You're also going to win two T-shirts from U.S. Swim and Fitness and a ride to and from the Metrodome on a bus, so you don't have to worry about the parking. How does that sound?
All right.
And a night out with a picture of Imelda Marcos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, Gary, you know, Gary Ron, he wanted to get into professional baseball, you know.
Uh-huh.
And in his audition for the California Angels, he walked up to the plate, and he swung, and he missed three times. And that was only to clean his spikes. So that's why he's in radio.
I don't know about that guy. Do you? Gary, you have a good day. Thanks for calling, all right?
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, have a good one.
Bye.
KJ 104 Morning Drive, Gary and Dick, 647.
Y'all never been down south.
Little heart for you there from KJ 104 here on a Tuesday morning, 6:55.
Those are my musical sweethearts.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm playing it all just for you, Richard.
Well, hey, thank you. I appreciate that.
Final day here. I just feel like it's important that we kind of get some of these have-tos out of the way, right?
Yeah, these musts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the musts is we have to identify ourselves so people don't think we're, you know, another radio station. And so this is KJJO, AM and FM, St. Louis Park, Minneapolis, St. Paul, with the best rock ever recorded.
33 degrees and clear in the Twin Cities.
There's more for your life
at Sears Day Sale. Men's short sleeve dress shirt, soft.
KJ 104 song reminds me that John Lindell is going to be around here with us very shortly. Gary Ron, Dick Irvesty. Morning drive is what it is.
Yeah, 33 degrees and probably going to get up to about 55, so it will warm up a little bit.
Going to be a nice day. Got some Twins tickets when you hear the touch tone again. Got Twins tickets and T-shirts to give away from U.S. Swim and Fitness. And a ride to and from the Metrodome for their opener against Seattle Friday, April 11th. So yeah, listen for that.
You know, I've had pizza 2 days in a row now.
No.
Yeah, and I kind of feel guilty, but you know what it's doing? It's affecting my dreams.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, well.
Like nightmares?
Well, kind of. You know, like last night, you know, got home about 11:30 or so, 12 o'clock, yeah, and had a really strange dream that Caspar Weinberger was appointed head of the agriculture department. And suddenly all the farmers were millionaires and the banks were foreclosing on General Dynamics. You know, it was just one of those things, you know.
Oh, Dick.
And then I fell asleep. No.
You got 7:05. It's morning drive. It's a Wednesday. Good morning, everybody. Here are the Eagles. Dick, going to be leaving today. It's just sad, I tell you. You know, going to work for ASC, Agricultural Sense Center, and he'll be doing a fine job. John Lindell,
analyzing
cow
pies.
Yes, I am.
Hey, John, you know, I didn't realize this, but you know, you really need to get your definition squared away of some of these baseball terms.
What's that?
Well, I was walking around Nokomis the other day with John. He's mentioning the ground rule double all the time. He keeps thinking it's a cocktail that affects the judgment of umpires. <You know?
laughs> Yes, indeed. The ground rule double.
Yeah. Well, we're saying goodbye to our friend Richard. He's going to work for the ASC, the Agricultural Sense Center. And I don't know what he's going to be doing there. It's a secret. It's a secret mission, from what I understand.
Oh,
so
a mission from the Jolly Green Giant.
A mission from Cap Weinberger or somebody. I don't know.
All right, okay, it's top secret.
You know what? Now that we got the three of us here,
okay.
You know, and John, I don't know. You know, you've had an opportunity over the years to probably interface with a lot of people on the radio.
Well,
but I mean, this is, I've had a gas. I have had nothing but a flat out gas working with you and Gary.
Oh no, this has been fun.
Been fun. That isn't all he's had, you know.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, best of luck.
Thank you.
I wish you all the best.
I might come down and, you know, visit you a couple times here.
Please.
While I get some time with my hands.
What about, can we do the road reports?
Well, we'll do that later. Gary, leave us alone for just a minute. I'm just kidding. I should tell you that down south we do have an accident causing a delay. 35W, it's northbound at the Burnsville Parkway and affecting Lakeville, Burnsville, Bloomington. 35W, very heavy and slow coming across the river. Right now, average speeds are only 10 and 15 miles per hour. On the north, 694, the levels are congested but holding at 45, and the Bloomington Ferry Bridge Road, I jump back down south for a second, it is still closed, and there have been several calls about it. It is still closed. River's not expected to crest until sometime in the future. Personalized systems and service for your security needs is what you get from the professionals at DAC. It's Data Alarm Communications, and the number is 831-DATA, not Mama, Data.
You know, you can tell it's spring. You know that?
Yeah.
That's because John's noticed that his wife's boyfriends are turning green. You know?
Eat all those saps. Yeah, okay.
Time to get out of the garden, right?
Okay, talk to you in a few minutes.
Got 7:16, morning drive. Gary Ron, Dick Irvesty.
37 degrees, high today 55.
KJO 104 FM with the best rock ever recorded. Here's Jackson Browne. KJO 104, best rock ever recorded. Got a little Christine McGee there for you on a Wednesday morning. Gary Ron, Dick Irvesty. Tomorrow morning, going to be doing this all by my lonesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a solo shot.
A sad day.
Solo, nobody will be able to hear you.
So if any of you out there got any bits or anything like that you kind of want to be a partner here in Morning Drive, well, we're going to be hoping to hear from you because that's what's going to kind of make the world go around.
People are the stars, of course, you know.
You got it.
Gary, Gary trying to make his star shine brighter. He joined Weight Watchers.
Mm-hmm.
And his first agenda at the Twins game on Friday will be to boo the hot dog vendors.
When you hear the touchstone this hour, be sure you're caller number 10 because we got some tickets to the Twins opener here at home to give away, and we've got some t-shirts from U.S. Women Fitness and a bus ride to the Metrodome, and it's all for you.
He doesn't pay taxes, rent, or alimony. He walks where he wants, eats what he wants, and when you meet him on the road, you let him pass. The Canadian Grizzly. He's 7 feet tall and weighs in at half a ton, so don't expect him to play by the rules. The only predictable thing about him is that he's totally unpredictable. And when he calls, you listen. Of Grizzly beer, so smooth, so clean, that once you taste it, you'll hear the call of the Grizzly too. Imported from Canada by Van Munching and Company, New York. The call of the Grizzly, Canada's Bear of Beers.
Where can I go when my muffler's exhausted?
You make tracks to Ico Max.
Where can I go when my brakes are broken?
Just make tracks to Ico Max.
Time now for weather check here on KJO Wednesday Morning Drive.
Well, it's going to be a nice day out there. Wind's going to be blowing a little bit, though, for those folks out there planting corn. It is going to be mild through the weekend with the highs in the 50s, and it's going to be dry.
Or picking corn, for that matter. Some people are going to be doing that, too, I guess.
Right.
Mostly sunny, and as Gary mentioned, breezy, high today, middle 50s. Low tonight down to about 30, so it will be a frosty one, mostly clear. And then Thursday, continued sunny with the high pressure still with us and mild conditions with a high in the upper 50s. New Prague right now reporting 35 degrees. Bayport, 34. Stanchfield is 34 as well. Here in Minneapolis, St. Paul, clear and 37.
Gary and Dick on Morning Drive. KJO 104, best rock ever recorded. Got a little CCR there for you on a Wednesday morning.
Gary and Dick here. It's a 7:34 in the city.
Yeah, and on the line here with us, we've got Mike Sampson of Stillwater. How are things over in Stillwater?
It's great.
Is the water really that still?
Not really.
No, okay.
Wind's going to get up to about 25 miles an hour today, so it's not going to be that good. You know what we got for you, Mike?
What's that?
We have got not only a winter sticker, but we have got a couple of tickets here for you to see the Twins in their home opener against Seattle. Friday, April 11th at 7:30 p.m. at the Metrodome, all right?
Great.
We've got two t-shirts from U.S. Swim and Fitness and a ride to and from the Metrodome, all right?
All right.
That sounds like a good idea. Well,
yeah, it's kind of a neat deal.
I want you to hang on here a minute, though. I have to give you details on how you're going to be able to pick those up, all right?
Sure will.
And we slide right into the man who went golfing for the first time this year last week, John Lundell. You remember that, John?
Yes.
You went out to Hazeltine, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and you know, can you believe it? When he teed off, it went 361 yards straight down the middle of the fairway.
Yeah, I believe that. He's good with a club.
Yes, yeah, that's right. His caddy said the 6-iron would have gone further.
You know, so. My favorite wood is my pencil. I'll have you know that.
Look, we got to talk about this. We got to mention it. You were in the Minneapolis Star and Tribune this morning.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, they had it.
The greatest hits of today and yesterday.
Get out of here.
Z100.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be.
I think it's time we unleash Roller Mania again. How about some concert tickets, huh? Call it number 9. Climb on a fall right now and give it to me, the phrase that pays.
All day today, WLS is celebrating the Big 89 Rewind.
WPGC-FM Morningside with Lee Logan. How you doing tonight?
It's all right here.
66 WNBC New York.
WHBQ.
I say imperative that you send me one of your high school newspapers, and if you don't, it'll show on your report card.
Airchecks.com.
The greatest radio ever recorded 24 hours a day. Airchecks.com, where classic radio lives.